Today, I wanted to kind of share a personal experience. So with Mark, I've started to train like more regularly, and yeah, it was a brand new start for me to start weightlifting and discovering really the different techniques of some exercises, and I just wanted to share with you my journey so far. It's been 3 months, I think, since I've started. And yeah, how I feel if I would encourage you to try it, how you can properly train, and how should you space your workouts, and such questions that you might have and that we might be able to answer. Okay. I started beginning of November 2019, and yeah, so what did you notice? Like, would you say I already had like some kind of foundation, like base for training, or was I completely beginning from zero and like you really had to teach me all the techniques and so that I could properly execute the exercise, or
Depends on the exercise. I mean, you already had done maybe push-ups or pull-ups or crunches, those kind of movements. But you never did a proper back squat or deadlift or whatever exercise. So of course you have to learn them. This it looks easy from the outside. And you might, yeah, look into a gym and be like, oh, that's all these dudes or women in there. They are just stupid and lifting weights. And for some reason in society, I think this sport is viewed as, what's the word? Not that. That you don't need that much in your brain to execute these exercises. So
So
it
it's
looks
like
kind of easy and not demanding. Is it? Yeah.
like a bit for like dumb people.
But yeah, you don't know how much effort most of the people put into the workouts. And I think it goes for all sports. If you see something, of course it looks easy, because those people are doing it over and over and over again. So if you never do a back squat, how are you supposed to know how to do it, right?
What do you mean with back squat?
A squat with a barbell on your back, on your neck.
Oh,
That's a back squat.
okay, that's what I used to do in the gym. Okay, yeah, I think that's definitely like one of my hardest exercises, like the one where I have a hard time to progress. Although like I improved the weight, but it's such a hard thing for me to improve on, because I feel like I'm maybe lacking mobility in my ankles and such things. And I used to dance before a lot and be much more flexible, and my body would just be
Yeah,
like,
but there's a difference between flexibility and mobility.
I know, but because of from so much moving as well, I was constantly exercising and moving, and then I felt like my body was more easily adapting to certain exercises, and I also had more mobility in my ankles, for example, or from doing yoga on a regular basis like last year. And now I feel just so much more tense, and yeah, there are things like I cannot do like before.
Yep, I see, but you must not forget, mobility is not only about like flexibility and having like enough room in your ankles. In order to be flexible to perform a squat, for example, you have to do squats. It's not like, okay, I'm gonna do yoga and therefore
I'm not.
I'm just saying, and therefore I'm improving my squat because, yeah, you need flexibility in your ankles, but you also need your muscles to know what to do.
Yeah.
Because you can have all the space and mobility in your ankles, like bone-wise and structurally-wise, but if your muscle is like holding tight because your body does not know what's happening, then that's not going to change anything.
Mm. But what I mean, like, I feel it was definitely an advantage for me back then when I was also maybe doing some squat exercises or different variations.
You never know.
I felt better doing it.
But I think you, maybe you did not, English is terrible today. Maybe you did not pay attention to all the tiny things that I tried to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, when I started lifting, I thought, okay, I can squat easily.
Mm.
What's the point? Mm. And I loaded up 100 kilos on the bar, moved it, and right now, 6 years later, I'm down with the weight.
Mm.
How is that? Because I improved my technique.
Mm.
So I felt 6 years ago that my squat is good, and then I discovered it was horrible.
Mm.
So maybe you felt better back then, but actually your technique was not objectively not well.
Optimal.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say, what are like the different skills or basics that someone should have in order to start weightlifting?
I think it starts with mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything.
Sorry, prerequisites. I think that's the word.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, prerequisite,
Like predispositions?
Yeah, it might be used in this context as well, but prerequisite is
okay.
Like...
Maybe, of course, are we talking about bodybuilding or weightlifting?
Weightlifting.
So when your goal is not to structure your body in a certain way, but to just move as much weight as possible.
Yeah, and...
That's the difference.
Well, I mean, like, what we're doing...
I would consider it bodybuilding.
Okay.
Because, like, to make a distinct here, if you go...
Distinction.
People used to, like to throw all things in one big pot. So we have, of course, there are certain sports that have some things in common. So you might either be a bodybuilder or a powerlifter or a weightlifter.
Mm-hmm.
So weightlifting is what you can see on television when the Olympic Games are.
Mm.
So weightlifting. Then you have powerlifting.
Ferris?
Like Tim Ferriss, for example.
Okay.
He's a weightlifter, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or Clarence Kennedy, he's a weightlifter.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys don't care how they look
in
general. They just want to perform the exercise. And the exercise might be a clean and jerk or whatever the hell it's called. You pick the weight from the ground, lift it over your head, do a squat, and the judge like tells you when the exercise or when the movement is over, and then either you do it with a certain weight or not.
Mm-hmm.
And in powerlifting, there are three exercises. So you have squat, bench press, and deadlift. And you try to move as much weight as possible in those exercises. Just those three. Therefore, like for example, in weightlifting, there's nothing like bench press.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys don't train bench press because they don't use this exercise. And they don't do bicep curls because that's not their movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know? In powerlifting, you have those three exercises and they only try to move as much weight in this particular exercise. So for example, when they do a squat, they don't care if it's deep enough. It has to be deep enough, but they try to move their body in certain positions just to move more weight. It's not necessarily the best technique to prevent injuries. It's just the technique to move as much weight as possible. And in bodybuilding, I think, the goal is to create as much muscle growth with as little weight as possible. Because less weight equals less potential to get injured. So if you can grow huge legs with only 60 kilogram back squats, that would be perfect. Not the case, unfortunately. So I would consider our training as kind of bodybuilding or mixture, maybe between some weightlifting exercises and bodybuilding. Coming to point, of course, you have, like, this goes for all sports. There are some individuals who might have, or who are more, like, genetically gifted. But this isn't every sport. There are some people who are perfectly suited for running or for swimming or for playing football or whatever sport. And I don't know where I wanted to go with this. But you don't have to have,
like, a specific body type.
To start. Okay. Of course, maybe some leverages in your body, like the length of your legs or your arms in comparison to the length of your torso and stuff, that will determine your potential in certain exercises. But you can start with a bad genetic as well. So it starts with mindset and ends with mindset. I don't know if that was the correct answer.
So that's the prerequisite to start. So you don't have to have a specific body type. You just need to have mindset.
And this goes for all sports. I did some sports in my life and it's every time the same.
You just
have to want it. And then you have to move your butt in the gym, or on the field, on the court, and you just have to train.
So do you have to have a specific goal, or?
Yep.
Okay, so that kind of motivates you, fuels you during your training.
So to speak.
And
also to reach something. If you don't know where, and this goes for life as well, I think. If you don't know where you want to go, maybe you're going to end, I don't know where.
Which is kind of where we're at right now.
Right.
So, I feel I have, like, my goal in training is more precise than my goal in life, which is kind of sad.
I don't know.
But, like, from looking backward and witnessing my progress, what would you say is now maybe acquired? Like, is okay? Not mastered, but, like, I'm okay with it? What should be improved? And what is, like, definitely not acquired yet
in your training?
Yeah,
exercise wise
yeah, with the different exercises.
I mean, there's a shit whack of different exercises that you can do, so of course I can only talk about the exercises that you have done. Right, so from the exercise that you have done so far, I don't like the word mastered, because I don't have mastered the squat yet either. So,
but yeah, I don't know the verb in English. Something that you're at ease with.
Yeah, for example, I think your deadlift technique is fine. And I could easily say, okay, please go to the gym. Please go to the gym. Not my role to tell you where to go. But if you were like, okay, today I'm going to the gym and I do deadlifts and I would be here, then I would have no issue. If you were to say, I'm gonna do squats today, heavy ass squats, I would say, nah, maybe I want to be around you. Just to give you some tips here and there. But in the deadlift, I think that's fine. Of course, there's always room for improvement. but that's totally fine. Push-ups look fine. The rest is fine as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're struggling with the squat. Mm. Do you know that? Mm. Maybe a little bit with like a vertical pull movements.
Mm.
For instance, lat pull down.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's lateral raises.
Oh.
Lat pull down is like the equivalent to a pull up.
Oh, that?
Mm?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you have some struggles with
something.
Pulling your scapula down and holding it there.
Mm-hmm.
You have some problems like fixing your shoulder blades back, not back, but down,
mm-hmm.
keeping it there while you pull your elbows down. But this will improve with time.
Mm-hmm.
Rest is fine, I think.
Can you tell, like, which one is my favorite or the one where I have most fun? Like, can we see it in the way I do it? Like, which one is my favorite one? Or my favorite ones?
Yeah, you like deadlifts, you like hip thrusts, and I think bicep exercises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and more actually
movements.
More the tricep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And leg press.
Mm.
Yeah, leg press I enjoy. Like it's hard, but it's like I don't know, like a sustainable movement. Like I can just control it and like control not the pain, but like the sweat and suffering a little bit. And I don't like I can not endure it, but I can bear with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just feel good at bearing with it, and I don't know, there's something like really motivating and empowering about when you push the thing back with your legs, you know. It's kind of like an image, like a metaphor for me in life. When you just learn how to push obstacles back.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know. What's your favorite exercise or exercises? Which ones, like, do you feel you're really in flow and...
I think in general I like pulling movements more than pushing movements.
Mm. Mm.
That's it. I don't have favorites.
Okay.
I don't have favorite movement. I think...
There must be one where
no.
you feel like, oh, this is amazing. Like, I just love the pain of this
no.
exercise or...
For me, my training plan, it's I don't put the exercises in there that bring me joy,
mm-hmm.
but the exercises that have the most potential, not the most potential, but a lot potential without being too... today's...
too demanding, too...
I don't
or
know.
Too easy, or...
I don't... can't express myself. Yes. I don't have one favorite exercise, period.
Mm-hmm.
I like pistol squats at the moment.
Okay. Do you find... that maybe my mindset in everyday life change, or my body shape change a little, or do I look like I have some more weight on?
Yeah.
Am I a bit more defined in
no.
some parts of the body?
No. I think there's not more definition.
Mm?
I mean, that's logical, because in order to reach more definition, you would have to be in a caloric deficit, which you're not, because then you wouldn't have put on muscle. So,
but when you shred,
yeah, you're not shredding.
Yeah, but so when you shred, you're not putting on muscle.
No.
Okay.
No, you're losing muscle.
Okay.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. In the perfect world, you would sustain 100% of your muscle. Mm-hmm. But a little bit goes to waste, mm-hmm. unfortunately. But yeah, when you look back at the videos from the beginning of yourself, you can tell that your body looks different, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess too.
No, but I thought, like, and a few months ago, you said my back had taken some mass. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, sure.
My shoulders.
Sure. Yeah, it does. It has. But I would not say it's more defined. It looks more muscular.
Okay.
But definition for me is when your body fat is low. And it, I think your body fat has not changed. Mm-hmm. Which just would be oh, today is a day where my English is lost. I wouldn't understand if you would have more definition now.
Yeah,
that would make no sense.
What did I want to say? Oh yeah, maybe like I should give an insight into like how my training looks like, how you've designed it. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so for everyone who's interested, you have a push-pull split with four trainings per week. So two push days, two pull days, two different push and two different pull days, which look kind of similar, but I changed some exercises just to make it more enjoyable for you. So on a push day, you train everything that's a push movement. So you train your quadriceps, your chest, and your triceps. And on pull days, you train your hamstrings, your butt, your biceps and your back.
Okay. And like going along with the intensity of those workouts.
Intensity?
Yeah.
What was that word? Intensity?
Yeah. Would you say maybe I should eat more? Or are there certain foods that I should eat more of to maybe avoid some pains or not injuries, but to improve regeneration?
What do you mean with intensity?
Well,
because if we look, I asked that question because in what's it called, in training science, there's a definition for intensity. I'm not sure if this definition is that.
I mean, like, if we look at the weight, I'm pulling, pushing, using, according to those weights, should I eat more? And like, what would a good day look like with my meals? Like, what should I eat more of in order to be in my best shape, to be fitter? In order to execute.
This depends, and this goes for everyone who's listening, this depends on your goals. If you step on the scale or look in the mirror and you feel like, okay, I want to weigh more, I want to put more muscle on, then you should eat more food. That's the way how you get big. You eat more food and you train hard. So this comes back to the question of what your goal is. And if you want to increase your strength and, like I said, gain muscle, and you feel like nothing is changing over a period of, say, 2-3 weeks. If you are someone who wants to build muscle and increase strength and so on, and over a period of, let's say, 2 or 3 weeks, you don't notice any change on the scale, in the mirror, or on your weights, then you should eat more food. So, and to determine how much food you currently eat, it makes sense to log your food or to track your food. You could either do that via an app like Chronometer or FDDB or MyFitnessPal or something, where you type in all the foods that you eat and it will calculate your daily intake of calories. You could also do it with a paper and a pen. Are my hair looking weird?
No.
Okay.
And then
you eat this certain amount of calories for, let's say, 2 weeks, and if nothing changes, then this was not enough calories. Then you go on like maybe 200 calories more, and you track that for 2 weeks, and if nothing changes, you have to eat more. And there will come the point will come where you will gain weight. Yeah.
Okay.
So the most intuitive way, but not the best way, would be just to say, okay, I'm going to eat more. But if you don't track it down, maybe this will last for 2 days, 3 days, maybe a week. And then a day comes, and we both know that. And then there comes a day where things go crazy, where, I don't know, you miss the train, you lose your keys or whatever. And you cannot manage to get your food in, or you have forgot to prepare your meals. One day is off and you are missing 1,000 calories, and then you're wondering why you're not gaining weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the same problem. That's why I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. So,
but then it comes back to your goals. Is your goal, is your why strong enough?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it not? Is it strong enough to keep you on track and keep you like accountable to write down all the foods you eat? Or I mean, it's totally fair to say, I don't want to do that. I don't want to track my food. That's totally fine. And you just say, okay, I try to eat more food, but I'm not tracking it. But then you should not be disappointed when the result is not the way that you expected it to be.
It's not meeting your expectation.
But this is like in life, it's always the same. You get in what you put in. You get out what you put in.
So what foods should I maybe consider eating more of for better regeneration, or I don't know, avoiding some pain in the muscles after?
I think ginger works for reducing muscle pain. Cherries have been shown to reduce inflammation and to speed the recovery. In general, antioxidant-rich foods, so whole plant foods, colorful foods, and maybe ginger. I already mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
My brain is a little bit off today. What else for foods? I don't know. Yeah, nut butters, whole grains, nuts, seeds, legumes, the whole
shebang.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's everything I wanted to.
Yeah, and for everyone out there, it comes back to the basics. So of course, there are like cool foods, like, okay, cherries improve this and that, spinach improves this and that, and this spice reduces inflammation by so and so points.
Mm.
But if your foundation is not properly, then so I mean, like, you don't have to, I'm talking to everyone here, you don't have to ask yourself if you should take supplement A or B or 2 grams of creatine or 5 grams of creatine a day if you can't even manage to go to the gym 3 times a week or 4 times a week
mm-hmm.
and do another hour, do an hour of training consistently for, let's say, half a year, then that's nothing you have to worry about. First, start with regularity, try to make a habit out of it, and if you are only too able to go to the gym twice a week, then that's fine. But then go twice a week in the gym, Monday and Friday, or whatever days, and do that for a couple of months and mm-hmm. see what the results are. And then you can always add more exercises, another training day, maybe certain supplements that might help you, and yeah, you don't start with the most complicated questions. It's the same if you are building a house. If the foundation is not there, you don't have to think about what color you want to paint the wall or what light bulbs you want to have. If the house is not even there, you know.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good way to end it. And yeah, if anyone is interested in starting, you could also reach us or reach out to you for any questions.
Sure.
And I would, for my own experience, I would definitely recommend it. I feel much better than before. I feel, I would say, like a more, like a bit wholer, like fuller. Because a few months ago, I just felt a bit skinny, maybe, and just not, like, I feel it in my posture as well, because of, you know, learning how to squeeze in your shoulder blades and to tuck everything in the belly, really squeeze your core abs and...
Yeah, you get to know your body better.
Yeah, yeah. And you learn how to be really grounded into the floor and into the ground. And I think it has definitely many benefits that, you know, people might ignore, even for your mental health. Because if you have this goal in the gym, you might be more inclined to, or more... likely to pursue a goal in your life, and because you stick to it in the gym, so you can
translate that into other areas.
Sometimes I would say, though, I really feel like I could use like a personal masseuse every week, like once in a week, because like my back and shoulders feel like this, if you, for those who are watching, and yeah, because of some because I feel a bit stiff, and you know, after maybe increasing the weights or.
But as I told you, my best guess is the reason for back pain can also be our situation right here, because we are working on this couch, we're eating on this couch, because we don't have a desk or a table or anything, and this also contributes to
sitting was definitely not designed really for human beings.
It
depends.
On the floor you can like sit in different positions, but like sitting in one,
you know, when you're sitting like this all day long, it's just everything is not properly flowing,
right.
And I think it's also plays a big role to just move yourself a lot during the day, so not only in the gym, but extending your legs and going on walk when you can really just get some good energy in, and yeah. Good sleep is very important as well, and you've talked about it on your podcast. Maybe we can talk about it in the future on this one. And yeah, I guess as a way to close it up, I would say invest in a standing desk.
Or move your body more if you don't.
Yeah.
If you cannot afford.
Yeah, that's the take out. Is it?
Take, home. Take home.
Take home. Because take out is like food. I searched it on Google. I was like, take out? Why does it just show food? I want to say take home. Yeah, the take home message is move yourself no matter what. Stay active. And if you have any question regarding this episode, and if you want more information on how to get you started in the gym, doing some bodybuilding, just feel free to reach out to us. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.